Welcome, Braha, to Writers Series.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
We are here to celebrate you today. You are a Harvard-educated author who has written at least 41 children's books that focus on the theme of spirituality, self-care, and celebrating the Jewish faith and culture. When did writing the children's books enter the path of your public health and your Harvard career?
Oh my gosh. First of all, I was writing since I was in like third grade. I remember that I wrote a poem about how amazing books are, that with a book you could travel any place in time, in space. And so I feel like that was foreshadowing because I know in high school also I was voted class author. And that's what I became. I guess I always loved to write. My first children's book I wrote when my children were little and they were playing outside. I brought a notebook with me and I hand wrote a story. I put it in an envelope and mailed it and got back an answer that the book was accepted. I just hand wrote this, and that was the beginning of writing children's books.
Oh my, remarkable. How are you able to in integrate the concepts of public health? Because I recall at one point you would teach students of adult age and then laced it into the themes of the children's well-being.
Yes, exactly. When I was at Harvard, I was pre-med, and then I went on to medical school. But even as an undergraduate, I was taking courses at Harvard's Graduate School of Public Health and at Harvard Medical School and at the Graduate School of Education. So I love public health. So in my books for children, I love to explain public health in a very simple way and a joyful way so that they can absorb it readily, get the messages really clear.
What writing principles do we have to keep in mind when writing for children? Because they're going through a development and they also have a learning curve to master to digest the information.
That's a beautiful question. I try to write really simply and use simple words. I use words that children can understand. I don't need to use big words. In little words, I can get my messages across. And in my mind, I kind of go into the mindset of a 6-year-old. And I still have that sense of joy and wonder and curiosity about life. So it's very natural for me to write from that headspace and be in a child's mind when I'm writing the book.
I find it very beautiful because in your work, you stress that you want to make sure that the soul can shine. In today's age, how can parents and family members ensure that their children's soul can shine?
I love this. Yes. The way to help a child's soul to shine, first of all my books help children's souls to shine, even the books about public health, because if we don't have healthy bodies, having a healthy body helps your soul to shine. We don't want that barrier because you can shine more brightly when when your body is healthy. So to recognize that at our core, we are spiritual beings. Many people don't know that. I didn't know that growing up. So that is what I'm showing children, that our essence is spiritual and that essence is clothed in a body. So we have to nourish both our bodies and our souls for them to be able to shine most brightly in this world.
Braha, you have written dozens of books, and by the time in the recent times, is there something new that you have learned about your writing process?
What have I learned? Yes, this is really important. So many people think that once you publish the book, that's it, you're done. I look at it as a beginning. Once you've published your book, then you have the chance to reveal it to the world. Let everybody know about the treasures that are in your books. So it's a beginning. Authors need to recognize that that's just the beginning of their journey. Getting the book published and then opening it up to the world.
In one of the books that is also geared towards adults, Finding God in the Garbage, How were you able to discover your higher purpose?
Exactly. I was suffering from food addictions, which were fluctuating between binge eating and very restrictive dieting. From the outside, nobody could tell how much I was suffering. You couldn't tell from looking at me, but I was getting into a narrower and narrower prison. That's what an addiction is. An addiction really, the walls of the prison are your thoughts, and they get narrower and narrower. So I did not know that I was a spiritual being at that time, but something was missing and I didn't know what it was. So I was searching for God in the garbage. That's the name of my book. I was searching everywhere for my heritage, which had been thrown away. That's really what that book is about.
Some people may think that metaphorically you were looking for it in the garbage, but after learning a little bit about you, I also learned it was a literal meaning of the garbage as well at one point.
Thank you. Thank you for doing such wonderful research. Exactly. It's metaphoric that I'm searching through the garbage, but it was also real. At the lowest point in my life, that's what I was doing. When I really hit rock bottom, I was literally searching through the garbage for what still had value that had been thrown away. You know, a lot of times we act out, like mental illness gets acted out metaphorically, what people are experiencing. I was acting out that searching process, searching for what still has value that's missing from my life until I finally found it.
You have covered many topics from celebrating and sharing Jewish holidays, culture, family values. Out of all of the topics that you've written about, is there any topic that was a little challenging to write for the children's audience?
Yeah, that's great. My newest book, Don't Read This Book. This took me 30 years to get it right. I started this book 30 years ago. And it was good. But it wasn't finished. I didn't know why it wasn't finished. Then I'd get more insights. Still wasn't finished. Then last year, I finally got the punchline to the book that had been missing that whole time. Then it was ready for the children. Up until that point, it felt a little sad or scary. It wasn't the right tone for children. When I finally realized what was missing, the joy came back. The whole book turned into a joy when I finally got the deepest insight that made the book really a treasure now for children. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing. You touch upon the keyword joy. How do you manage to maintain joy in your life today?
Oh my gosh, you are terrific. I love your question, Sasha. That's it. The key to happiness is one word, and that word is gratitude. That is really the key. It's the secret to happiness. If we have to practice gratitude all the time, because as this book explains, there's a voice in our head all the time getting us to focus on what we're lacking. And this is constant. But what you realize at the end of the book is that little voice, it really doesn't want you to listen to it. It wants you to overcome it and practice gratitude. Say, I'm not going to focus on what I'm lacking. I'm going to focus on what I have in my life right this moment. That is the secret to joy.
Is there any new project other than promoting your latest book that you're working on?
Yeah. One of the things I talk about a lot is the pleasure ladder, which is something, there's a free chart that you could download from my website all about the pleasure ladder. So I was on another podcast just last week, and the host said, well, why don't you make a picture book for children about the pleasure ladder? This sounds hysterical that I never thought of that myself. I can't believe it. It's so funny. I've been talking about the pleasure ladder for years, and people keep telling me, write a book for adults, and that didn't thrill me. And all of a sudden, this person said, write a book for children about the pleasure ladder. And I said, yes. Oh, my gosh. So immediately, I started working on it, and I'm still working on it. But I think that is my newest project. I'm real excited about it.
It's very clear that you're very proud of your Jewish heritage, and it's a wonderful way for adults and children to learn about culture. How do you decide which aspects of the culture and the faith to translate to children? And
Beautiful.
when you're addressing children of many ages, is there a certain cap if you write for teenagers?
Right. People always ask me this. I do a lot of presentations at schools in person and on Zoom. And the older children always ask me, can't you write books for older children like chapter books? I said, I don't know. It's not my thing. I wrote the one memoir for adults, but that was different. It was excerpts from my diaries and journals and letters. I put it together. I don't like writing long books. What excites me is to write picture books. I love making an impact on the youngest children. That's what I love to do. So I don't want to say never, but it thrills me to write picture books. And I'm just not excited about writing books for teenagers or chapter books, things like that. Let somebody else do that.
That's the beautiful part, that you recognize what is your niche calling and that a writer has to know who they're writing for. And you touch upon the picture books. I noticed there are many beautiful illustrations. Do you work with a varying team of artists, or do you also come up with your own drawings?
Yes, great question. I happen to love to draw myself, but I have not yet written a book that I felt my kind of artwork would fit for the drawings. But I am artistic, so I love working with the artist to get the pictures to mesh with the words. And what I love the most is when the artists transform, they go beyond, they transcend the words, and they do even more than I ever expected, which happens with some of my books, and I just love that. So it's a big thrill to work with the artist. And it's easy now. The artist can live in a different country than me, and we just coordinate online back and forth till we get each page exactly the way we want it.
Given your experience, in your opinion, how has the writing space in the children's book industry in the market evolved from the time you started out?
Oh, yes. It's expanded exponentially because now people are self-publishing. So all 40 of my books, my first books were all published through traditional publishers. And now my children have taken over and they are now publishing my books. So they said to me, no longer send your books out to publishers. We want to become the publishers, which is a brand new, exciting thing that we've just been doing with the latest books. And there are so many more books in the world now because people now have the technological tools to publish on their own.
Is there any topic that is the most requested for you to write on?
People do. That's the thing. People actually contact me and ask me to write about certain topics. That is what's happened in recent years. Like during the pandemic, that's what a parent asked me to write a book. Let's say healthy. So that's when I remember a mother calling me and she's saying the children are not moving. They're not eating healthy. You know, and so. And they're not sleeping enough either. They're not getting enough. So I wrote a book explaining why, which again, since I love public health, I loved explaining why. Why is it important to eat healthy foods? What do non-healthy foods do to our bodies? Why is exercise important? Our bodies were designed to move. Why sleep? Because experiment with yourself. When you get up the next morning, how do you feel if you've had a good night's sleep or you haven't? And I talk about hygiene and even flossing your teeth, all the germs that you can't see. I love explaining this basic stuff to children. And yeah, I get a lot of requests. There are books about the prevention of abuse that I've written. This came from my work with, I was coordinating a Big Brother, Big Sister program for years. And I was very trained in making sure that the volunteers wanted to become big brothers and big sisters for all the right reasons, you know, and weeding out people that are doing it for erroneous reasons. So I got a lot of training and I was able to write books on the subject, which have been extremely popular and really saved lives. So yeah, I love getting requests to write on certain topics.
So transitioning from topics to productivity, I've heard you speak that some books could be put together in a matter of hours in terms of conceptualizing and writing it. In the entire writing process, where do you invest so much time and energy? Is it in the promotion of it?
That's a good question, because the ideas, like, they come to me. I say they come like rain. I keep a pad next to my bed where I scribble down the ideas when they come. And that process goes really quickly, getting the first draft done. Like, I just wrote about the pleasure letter. That was in a matter of days. I wrote the first draft, but then I have to work on it. I'm going to go back to it and edit it, make sure every word is just the right level, just as great as it could be. And then I give it in to other people to read, make more edits until we get it exactly how we want it. And then there's the process of the illustrator. That takes time, meshing all the illustrations with the words. And then there's waiting for the book to get published, to get actually printed. And right, then once the book is published, then begins the process of letting everyone know about the book, which goes on as long as you want it to. So I encourage people, don't get burned out. Do what you enjoy. There's an infinite number of ways to let people know about your books. Do the ways that you enjoy, and you'll never get burnt out. I don't at all. I love doing it every single day.
Is there a productivity tip that you could share with other writers?
A productivity tip. Yes, I tell people this. This is like my favorite line. It takes 20 minutes to write the first draft of a picture book. 20 minutes and 20 years, because there are so many people I meet or contact me and say, oh, I've been walking around with an idea for a picture book for 20 years. I say, just sit down for 20 minutes and get it on paper. Don't just keep it in your brain. Get it on paper. That's how you can get it out into the world. That's how it's going to affect people, help change lives. So it takes, I say it takes 20 years and 20 minutes to write a picture book.
And that is a perfect transition to the next inquiry. You've been very successful in sustaining the longevity in your career. What do you have to share with people who want to get into the writing space for children? And it's not only about coming out with a pretty book. What would you tell them to make sure they're going into it for the right reasons?
Oh, yes. Don't be going into it to make a ton of money. You know, this is going to be the biggest seller ever. I mean, some of my books now are in like almost 150,000 copies. You know, a lot of books sold. Every book sells several thousand copies, and that's wonderful. But it's not, and it's definitely not about the money. No, it's about affecting the world. And so you have to enjoy the process. Enjoy every step of the process, or most of the steps of the process, you know? And as long as you enjoy it, then you never work a day in your life. You know that. You just are having a wonderful time and experience gratitude the whole way through. Be just so grateful that you get to use your abilities to do something so joyful in our world.
And finally, Ms. Braha, you're welcome to tell the world in your words what you do and where people can contact you.
Oh, okay, sure. You can meet all of my books. So there's, 42 books, 41 picture books, and my memoir. And you can find all of them on the amazing website that my youngest children created. And it's thegetzbookshop.com. And Getz is spelled G-O-E-T-Z. So getzbookshop.com. And you can download a free copy of the Pleasure Ladder chart. You could meet all my books, and you could see some presentations. So and if you want me to give presentation to, you could find out how to contact me there. Everything's on the website. Thank you so much.
I appreciate how you're teaching the world how to permit their soul to shine. So thank you so much, Ms. Braha.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being with you. You were wonderful. Thank you.